Welcome to Mom, Dad, or Fighting, Slate's parenting podcast for Thursday, December 24th, the Holiday Hullabaloo edition. This week, we have got a packed house of podcasters, both big and little. Let's meet the Smith-Coyce family. I'm Dan Coyce. I'm a writer at Slate.
I'm Alia Smith. I'm an attorney.
I'm Lyra Coyce. I go to school sometimes. I'm 15 and I'm in 10th grade.
I'm Harper and I'm in 8th grade and I'm 13.
And we live in Arlington, Virginia. Let's welcome the Lemieux family.
I'm Jamila Lemieux, and I'm a writer.
I'm a second grader, and I'm 7 years old.
And we live in Los Angeles, California.
Let's welcome the Newcamp family.
Hello.
Hi. I'm Elizabeth. I write a homeschool blog.
I'm Jeff. I flight test new airplanes, and I'm Elizabeth's partner in parenting.
My name's Henry. I'm 8 years old. And I like to play with Legos a lot.
I'm Oliver, and I'm 6, and I like to do perler beads.
I'm Teddy, and I'm 4, and I like to do bouncy house.
And where do you all live?
Florida!
Navarre, Florida.
Navarre, Florida.
That's right, we've got everyone. Every podcaster, every partner, and every kid in the room for this special holiday episode of Mom and Dad Are Fighting. We're really excited to have everyone here, and we are really excited for the abundance of chaos and cheer we are going to deliver to you to make up for all of your canceled holiday parties this year. You're going to get a quintuple dose of holiday excitement from all of these kids. So this episode, we're going to do triumphs and fails with a twist. We're going to answer your listener questions for the Mom and Dad Are Fighting kids and partners. Then we're going to play a very silly round of everyone's favorite game, Would You Rather? Don't worry, we'll still have recommendations, actually bonus recommendations from the kids. Plus, in our plus segment, we're going to reveal the holiday traditions that we all can't live without. So without further ado, let's get to triumphs and fails. Usually on the show, Jamila, Elizabeth, and I share stories about our weekend parenting, and we frame them as triumphs and fails. Sometimes the stories are about us and the things we do, but really, at heart, they're about our kids, their successes, and their struggles. So since we have all the kids here, we thought it was only fair to turn the mic over to them, and they are going to tell a story of our triumphs and fails. So kids, I want to know, what are your parents' triumphs and fails?
Harper, we're hoping you'll go first. Do you have a triumph or fail about Dan?
I have a fail because I thought that would be more funny.
Yeah.
Me and Lyra have gone to bed so late so many times that it's hard for him and both of them to get us to go to bed at a reasonable time.
So is that a fail, that he's failed to get you to go to bed?
Yeah.
So well, now he's going to try harder to get us to go to bed earlier. I don't want that, Harper.
Well,
I agree that it's Harper. A fail. And that I try so hard, but your bedtime does get later and later and later. And now sometimes when you go to bed on time, you can't go to sleep because your body doesn't think it's tired.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just not tired.
Well, I'm learning a valuable lesson about what a fail that was of mine.
We're going to remind you about that, Harper.
Good job, Harper. Thanks.
Harper, what do you think Dad could have done differently?
He could have just let us pick our own bedtime so we know what time our body's tired. So that's the time we could go to sleep.
What would you pick?
I usually fall asleep at like 10:30.
But so Dad tries to make you to go to bed earlier than that.
Yeah.
Once it would have been good, but now it's just part of my overarching fail.
Your general bedtime related failure.
Yeah.
Henry, do you have a triumph or a fail to share with us from your mom?
It's making slime. We were making slime one time and we were making it and we had bought a slime kit. And then what would happen is we were making it. Mom said, go wash your hands. I went to, the slime was so sticky, it stuck onto the windows. And Mom yelled at me and said, what did you do? And it was so messy, we need to get the hose to do it.
The hose?
Wow.
And we had to jet our whole bodies.
A really bad slime situation.
Where would you say most of the slime ended up? Is it just still all over your clothes and stuff? Or did it eventually get washed off?
The slime still haunts my dreams. It's true.
Understandable.
That is quite a fail, Mom.
Yep. Yeah. All right, Naima, I want to know if you have a triumph or a fail about your mom.
A triumph I have about my mom is that last night she made dinner. She bought pumpkin soup from Trader Joe's and cauliflower.
Mm-hmm.
But she made spinach.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the spinach, and that was the one she made, but I didn't like the food from the grocery store.
Tell me about the spinach. How was it prepared?
I don't know.
What did it taste like?
Yummy.
Yummy? I'm so interested in what this spinach recipe could be, which is why Jamila is going to post it.
Yes, I'm sure I can post. Just grab stuff that you see. But it was sauteed spinach with a little duck fat.
Ooh, yum.
Living the gourmet life. Nice job, Jamila. Amazing that when your kid comes on, all of a sudden we're hearing about all the triumphs you never tell us about.
You know, it's just so easy to rack up all my fails. And I presented her the option, like, it can be a triumph or a fail. I was very pleased and surprised that she came up with a triumph.
It's lovely. I want to know from Oliver, do you have a triumph or a fail?
We went to lights and the police officer said we could walk around the lights. My mom didn't. My mom said we couldn't, but we could.
Yeah, wow. I said we had to drive, but then they inquired and it turned out we could walk. And so what did you get to do?
See all the lights in person.
I didn't like that. I fell asleep.
Were you right up close to all of the like Christmas lights?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, I agree that that's a big fail that your mom claimed you couldn't look at the Christmas lights in person. How rude is that?
I had no idea you could just frolic among the lights. Yeah. Get as close to them as you want. Who knew in Florida?
Hundreds of blazing bulbs.
Yeah, you can.
What do you got for us, Lyra? I'm counting on you, Lyra. You know, I'm a very big fan of yours. I don't know if your father's told you that or if you've seen it when you search your name in the show notes.
She loves your socialism.
You can't see me right now, but I'm folding my hands underneath my chin and I'm giving my father the smuggest grin imaginable.
Do you have a triumph or fail, Lyra?
Mm. More popular than you in your own podcast. I also have a fail because it's funnier. Mm. My failure, it's also kind of my own failure, is that our entire family collectively forgot about the mouth guard I was supposed to be wearing at night. It was assigned to me. My dentist told me, hey, there's something wrong with your mouth. And I was like, yeah, I know that.
Specifically, your jaw locks up sometimes.
Yeah. It's horrible. I feel like a rat in a steel trap. Or maybe I am the steel trap, actually. My mouth is the rat.
And so your dentist told you, you need to wear this mouth guard at night. And I was there with you at the orthodontist appointment. And we were like, oh, yeah, sure, we'll do that. Then you came home. And how many times would you say you wore it at night before we forgot and lost it?
Three.
That's actually more than I thought. But definitely, I completely forgot about it.
But it's now been lost also. Not just that you've forgotten about it. It's like so forgotten that it's gone.
It's gone.
Somewhere in this house, obviously, because we never leave. Right. But it's just completely gone.
It might be hiding with my mouth guard that I got a month ago and have also lost. Very relatable content, Lyra.
It was just a complete fail on everyone's part.
Yeah.
Thank you for your honesty. All right. Those were great.
Talking about money can be so hard, especially when the person you're talking to is still learning how to do long division. That's why Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace, is here to help. I'm Bridget, and with my fellow co-host Ryan, we help teach your little ones about complex topics like bankruptcy, climate change, and why there's so much gold at Fort Knox, and so much more. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we move on, let's pause for some business. Kids, take a break. In Slate Plus this week, we'll be discussing our favorite holiday traditions. Here's a sneak peek of what you'll hear if you're a member of Slate Plus.
We go around our neighborhood, look for the best. We draw chalk, and then we draw their best award thing, and then draw a picture of it. And we also give them a free coupon, which says Light Award.
To hear segments like that and get ad-free podcasts, sign up for Slate Plus. It's just $35 for your first year. It's a great way to support all your favorite Slate podcasts, and you won't hit a paywall on the site, so you can keep up with all of Slate's journalism. So, support Mom and Dad Are Fighting. Go to slate.com/momanddadplus and join Slate Plus today. If an episode of Mom and Dad Are Fighting every week is just not enough Jamila for you, I have got great news. She's got an amazing Slate live show every Thursday night called The Kids Are Asleep. She's off this week for the holiday, but you can catch previous episodes by going to Slate's YouTube and Facebook pages or check out slate.com/live. You can keep up with all of Slate's parenting content by signing up for the parenting newsletter. It's a personal email from me every week to 3,500 of my favorite friends. And it's just a fun story, some complaints, maybe a gripe, a couple of recipes, but it's also chock full of links to Slate's best parenting articles of the week and podcasts, including Mom and Dad Are Fighting, Ask a Teacher, Care and Feeding, and much, much more. Sign up at slate.com/parenting email. And if you want to talk to other parents and get even a little bit more advice, join our parenting group on Facebook. It's active, full of helpful and fun people, and it's moderated so it doesn't get too out of control. And so if somehow a jerk joins, they're booted out immediately. Just search for Slate Parenting on Facebook. So usually on Mom and Dad Are Fighting, we're answering questions about your families. You guys write in and you ask us questions or you ask us for advice, and we do our best to give you advice. But we also know that sometimes you might want to know a little bit more about our families. Specifically, you might want to hear from the people that we're always talking about. So since we've got everyone here recording today, we thought we'd do a little Q&A. We went out to the Facebook group and asked for questions for our kids and partners.
We want to know, what game is the most satisfying to win when playing with your dad?
All of them. I like it when I win in general.
The same thing as Lara. I like winning all games, but I guess Ticket to Ride. All the games he has on his phone, because he plays those games a lot and he has a lot of practice. So I'm happy whenever I win against him because he plays them a lot more than I do.
That's true. I'm an old hand at Ticket to Ride because it's one of my go-to phone-wasting time games. But then when we play the actual Ticket to Ride, Harper beats me all the time, even though I'm supposedly an expert. Ollie, what game do you most enjoy beating me at?
I know what it is.
What is it?
Like any card game, like a Rummy or...
I do enjoy beating Dan at cards, but I was thinking more of like, I enjoy beating you at spouse points.
Spouse points? Like, yeah. Just the general concept of spouse points where we right. do good things for each other. And then, of course, you're not keeping score, but also you're keeping score.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the whole week when Mom had twisted her ankle, it was just Dad racking up points.
That's right.
Like, haha, I'm doing all the dishes.
I believe you mean the 2 weeks when Mom had twisted her ankle.
No, it's true. Dan was very lovely to me during those 2 years. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, here's an important question for me. Do you guys ever fight over parent points?
No. We always have parent points, and kids never get kid points.
Yeah. What do you mean?
That's just the way it goes.
You'd have no points without us.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Let's get another question from our listeners.
Naima, can we expect any new music coming from DJ Freedom? No.
DJ Freedom is retired?
Yes.
DJ Freedom has moved on to other creative projects.
Fair enough. Like, is one of the new projects some new Barbie theater on Instagram?
Yeah.
So what can we expect to see next on Barbie theater?
More living single.
More living single.
Oh, that's a great. So it's just going to be a recurring living single theme. A listener wants to know, Jeff, please share your best homemade detergent recipe.
Oh, goodness. Well, it's not good detergent, so I warn any listener who's going to make this. But
it's cheap.
It's about 7 cents a unit. The dishwasher pellets can be made with 1 cup borax, 1 cup super washing soda, and about a 1/2 cup of coarse salt. Throw in some lemon juice to bind it all together and mush it into a tiny molds, mini muffin molds.
Please tell everyone where you get the molds.
Oh, every thrift store in Northwest Florida has been swept out of the mini muffin molds. The problem is our dishwasher drawer for the pellet is a little bit too small, so I have to crack them in half and stuff them in it. And I can't use these pellets when the in-laws are here because they're just awful. They leave a film on your glassware.
They clean, but they don't have like any of the chemicals in it, so the stuff is not clear.
It's a real experiment in why we developed chemicals, because right. they work. And the laundry detergent you can make with 2 cups borax, 2 cups super washing soda, and you should grate on your wife's box grater a bar of Fell's Naphtha soap or Kirk's Castile, and mix that all together and dump it in.
And then you should buy her a new one for Christmas.
A new box grater, yeah. And maybe some detergent. Yeah. Not only amazing to me that you do this and that you are so enthusiastic about it, but also that you just can call the recipes to hand without even looking them up.
I think that there's a listener warning here. Oliver tried to eat the dishwashing pellet once, so.
It looks even better than a Tide Pod.
When it smells good, too, because the lemon juice.
And they're made in mini muffins.
And it's made in a muffin
So it looks like muffins, and it smells really good. No, so he tried eating one because he thought they were muffins.
Oh. No, I thought they were cookies.
Oh, yeah, he thought they were cookies.
That's understandable.
Mom and Dad have a thing of hiding cookies from us.
Mom has a thing of hiding cookies.
Understandable. Elia, have you ever been unpleasantly surprised by something Dan has shared on the podcast or perhaps in his book?
To give Dan credit, the books, at least, I did get to read before he submitted them to his publisher. So I got to say my piece about that. And so far on the podcast, I wouldn't say there's been anything I've been too unpleasantly surprised about. I will say there is a very brief reference to sex in the book. That was fine with me. I mean, you know, we're married, but I did get a kick out of how hard the children groaned and their unpleasant surprise at the very notion, which was really just briefly mentioned in passing.
Yeah.
So, that was fun. On the other hand, in terms of things I didn't expect to have described in the book, I loved it when I got to that description of Dad smoking pot.
Yeah. Classic. I still remember you shouting from your room, you did a drug.
Lyra, we want to know what the most surprising thing you have discovered while searching for your name in the transcript of an episode.
Oh, cool. Good question, though.
I've never done that. I want to read them now.
Well, great news. They're right on the internet. The thing that you have constant unmonitored access to.
It's never really surprising. I feel like I sort of expect him to talk about me because I enjoy causing trouble. Some of the specific complaints are a little funny. I remember just being very entertained reading your extremely depressed recollection of your inability to prevent me from consuming 24 containers of dots over the course of a week.
Oh yeah. That was a classic. I remember that when that show came out, you came out of your room and were like, oh, you told the dots story. You were not ashamed at all.
Why would I be ashamed?
Yeah, fair. You were the winner of that encounter between parent and child. I have a question for you, Naima. I want to know, what is your favorite New Edition song? Do you like Mr. Telephone Man or Candy Girl better?
Mr. Telephone Man.
Mr. Telephone Man? Okay. Now, do you like Mr. Telephone Man or If It Isn't Love better?
If It Isn't.
That's a great song.
Henry and Oliver, can you tell us what your favorite homeschool activity is? What do you like doing the most during the school day?
Oh, mine is going on field trips.
What's your favorite field trip?
My favorite was when I went on this hike and we found lots of rocks on this sea you had to cross only on big rocks.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool. Huh?
We were playing mining.
It was like a creek, and you guys were pretending to be miners. Yeah, we were playing miners.
Yeah. We used sticks to forge the rocks.
How many rocks would you say you brought home that day?
20. I don't know, 1,000.
1,000.
My estimation would be 20.
20. Okay. What about you? What's your favorite thing to do in homeschool?
Me?
Yeah.
Just leaving the house stuff. Oh, I do like the Prodigy and, you know, all of that stuff.
Oh, yeah, I like Prodigy and Dreamscape, too.
It's awesome. Computer games.
Yeah, computer games. Best part.
Of course. Naima started playing Prodigy today. Is she going to love it?
She is. There are so many pets to collect. Harmony Island just came. Winterfest is here. All different kinds of festivals are coming. New islands were invented yesterday. So many cool things to do now.
And as parents, we really enjoy hearing about it all day long. That's probably the best aspect of Prodigy.
Yeah,
it
definitely
has 4 years of adventure.
Wow.
That's like a promise to children and a threat to parents.
Yeah. Harper, what is your favorite makeup look you've done so far?
I have so many.
I did a Christmas look where one of my eyes was green and one of my eyes was red. I think I had like snowflakes on my cheeks. I thought that was cool.
It was very Baroque. I really liked it a lot.
I've really enjoyed the experience of like dazedly walking out of my room at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon after doing nothing all day. And just Harper walks in casually making seal or something. And she turns around and looks at me and she looks like she should be in like Mardi Gras.
I love that.
Love it.
Well, I just want to know if the family ever feels that you're going to play Pandemic again.
No.
I like Tokaido better.
My guess is that we're going to have to play it again on Dan's birthday and on Father's Day when he gets to be in charge of the games that we play. But otherwise, no.
We always lose at it.
That's correct.
The You've pandemic only played always wins. Once, right?
We played twice.
Oh. And we lost both times, which is a bad track
record. That is a bad track record. Also, given that we're in a pandemic, it's not great.
Yeah. I mean, we've done so much to combat that.
Yeah. Right. I just feel like I'm just presenting you a realistic view of how Americans fight pandemics.
Yes.
So I have another one for you, Jeff. What is the absolute best gift that you've given to Elizabeth that she just was unable to recognize as an amazing gift? And I also, and this is from me, I want to know, has Elizabeth herself ever given a not so great gift?
So first, Jamila, I have never given Elizabeth a good gift. I have, and she's extremely appreciative of my awful gifts. I've given her 3 beautiful boys and happiness, but my material gifts are just awful. I have no excuse. Give us an example. And Elizabeth gives fantastic gifts. She's incredibly thoughtful. Everything she gets me is spot on, but I have no excuses.
Aw, see, that was a gift in and of
itself. Jeff, could you hold up a newspaper to demonstrate that the hostage situation is under control?
He tried to make a list of gifts, but he was like, oh, but that wasn't near your birthday. It was like he had things that he was like, well, I gave this to you as a gift. And I was like, sure, but that was in like June. And he's like, yeah, but I said that was a gift. I was like, my birthday is in May.
I give her experiences.
Yeah. Do you ever?
Naima, we know you just moved to LA, and so we want to know, are you loving the weather there, or is it putting a damper on the holiday spirit? Because it's not cold.
It is cold.
It is cold. You fully acclimated to LA.
You already are an LA person.
50 degrees is freezing.
And it does feel like Christmas.
Oh, good.
Even with palm trees instead of pine trees, it's still Christmassy.
No gloves, no scarf, no hat.
I'm in Florida, so we have similar weather, Naima, but and I don't love being cold, so it's okay. The warmer Christmas is okay, right?
Yes. And
look down.
Look me right in the eye.
So what's happening in real time is that Naima has discovered where I've been hiding Christmas presents. The good thing is you can't see what any of them are because they're in boxes.
I see one.
Okay, look down.
This is the greatest moment in podcast history. Last question for you guys. Can you tell us about your stocking tradition at Christmas?
We put things we get from conferences, people giving away, or things we find on the street, we wrap them up and we put them in. For example, the things we find on the street are like rocks and bolts. I would give bolts to my dad and rocks to my brothers. They love it. I'm not even buying it.
So we have a rule that all our stocking stuffers have to be free. And so anything you get throughout the year, like if you go to the dentist and they give you a free toothbrush, that's game for stocking stuffer. Or if you like make it from found objects or like when Jeff goes to conferences, things like that, everything is free.
But this has been a really tough year without conferences and without going places. But I recently won the lottery at work. I got a random drug test screening. And on your way out of the drug testing place, they have a box of swag. And so I got some... some swag.
So you're ready
for my sample.
Some Air Force drug testing swag. Great.
So it's like,
a good year.
And then we wrap everything in the leftover as a wrapping gift. Everyone has to leave their leftover pieces in a box, and everything gets wrapped in leftover pieces. And so stockings are like, you know, you're not going to get anything exciting, but it's hysterical because you don't know who put it in there, and everybody just like over tapes everything, and you know, you're like, oh, a toothpaste.
It's a great tradition.
Has there ever been like an exciting gift or any conflict between the kids over something that popped up that seemed really cool in a stocking?
Well, yeah, one year there were, yes. Okay, go ahead.
There were Lego people. We got Lego things and then we got candy, but you took it away from us.
Yeah.
You took our Kit Kats and our M&Ms and our jelly beans.
True, we have a sugar problem in the house, so I do take, but fidget spinners one year, it was like they were being given away everywhere. And I think then the next year we didn't find any, but everybody loved the fidget spinners. And so the second year, it was like everyone was mad because we only had one. And so we had put it in one person's stocking. But people are usually like, Jeff's pretty smart and picks up three of, you know, things he thinks the kids might like.
Yeah. When I was new to the family, though, I put a jewelry in a small box and put it in a stocking. And I was made fun of because it wasn't a free item. So you can't put something nice in stockings.
So it sounds like you could shoplift.
Yeah. If you shoplifted, yeah, that would qualify. All it had to do was be free to you.
If it fell off the back of a truck, it's game on.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for answering those questions. Now, we're going to play a game with all of the kids at once. It is definitely not going to be total insane chaos. It's called Would You Rather. So, kids, if you don't know how the game works, I'm going to pose a question with two options. And you have to respond with which one of the options you would pick, which one you would rather do, and why. And I'm not going to ask any particular person. I just want people to chime in and let's see how it goes. So, these are holiday Would You Rathers. Would you rather have a nose that glows like Rudolph, or have pointy ears like an elf?
Pointy ears.
Yep. Pointy ears like an elf.
Harper, what would you rather have?
I would rather have pointy ears.
I would rather have pointy ears, too.
Everyone likes pointy ears.
Well, if I could offer a dissenting opinion, I'd like to have the nose because then I could claim that my nose only glows when someone is lying, so I could just stare them down like...
Wow.
Yeah. Psychological torture.
Naima, what about you?
Shiny nose.
A shiny nose, why?
I want to get attention.
She wants to get attention.
I love it. All right, now I want to hear from everyone. Would you rather have six geese a-laying... or seven swans a-swimming?
Six geese a-laying.
Six, that was an instant response from the New Camp House.
Seven swans a-swimming.
Because you can get golden eggs. And five golden wings.
That wasn't one of the options, but I appreciate it.
I don't want any birds. They're horrible creatures.
I want seven swans a-swimming because then I could have like a pond with a bunch of swans in it.
Weren't you almost eaten by a swan?
Well, I wouldn't go near them.
I see.
Yes. If I had to choose, I would go with the geese because there's less of them, but I'd still probably die.
Poor Naima is being drowned out by all the multi-kid families where everyone's shouting. Naima, what about you? Seven swans a-swimming or six geese a-laying?
Swans a-swimming.
You love swans?
It was in this moment that I realized that my daughter does not know the 12 days of Christmas. What are you talking about? I was like, when you talk about days of Christmas. And she said, well, what is that? So that's a bonus fail for me.
Very exciting. You're going to learn a whole new set of things. All right. Here's another would you rather. This is a tough one. I really want you to think about it. Would you rather celebrate Christmas with your parents or have an all expense paid trip to Disney World with your siblings? No parents allowed.
Disney World.
Disney World. Disney World.
No, no, really think about it for a while.
My brothers are really great. I don't care.
Disney World.
I would tolerate her for so long for Disney World. Yeah,
if all the expenses were paid, me and Lara wouldn't have to stay in the same hotel.
Yeah.
Naima, what about you? Would you and your brother rather go to Disney World?
Yeah. Because we want to go on the rides with no parents, and we want to get kind of candy.
Yep. Fair enough.
If you guys weren't there, there would be absolutely no restrictions on what we were allowed to do.
That's true. I never let you do that at Disney World.
Only Oliver is staying home.
So Oliver wants to stay home.
I'm going!
I get paid. And I get to spend it with Teddy, the best roommate ever.
Aww.
If this was an adult question, I would also opt to stay home.
It's so boring.
All right. Final question for everyone. Final, would you rather? For a Christmas gift, would you rather receive a dictionary or socks?
Can I get dictionary.
Socks!
Because they could be like fuzzy Christmas socks.
Yeah, I'd also go with socks. I mean, socks are comfortable. I got socks, actually, for a gift one year, and they were great because they had Shakespeare on them.
I think we have one vote for dictionary.
I would rather have a dictionary for Christmas because I want to learn words and the meaning.
Oh, that's great, Naima. Great.
That's, you are obviously
the superior child.
The superior child on this call. Thanks to all of our kids for making these very crisp and clear determinations on would you rather. They know torturous considering it or thinking about it. They know what they want. They are modern children. Great job. All right. Before we wrap this party up, let's do some recommendations. We're going to get recommendations from the non-podcast hosts this time around. We want to hear what they have to recommend. Oliver, will you tell us first, what's something you really love that you recommend?
The fort kit.
What's it called?
It's a Totoro fort that you can make forts anywhere and outside and inside, anywhere in your house or anywhere outside. You can also put these little beanbag weights on them to make them weight. They don't weight that much.
You put the beanbags in
this much.
Yeah, instead of like stacking books or something, it comes with some beanbags. And that's called, do you remember what that's called? Tote a fort.
I love it. That's so cool. Holly, what do you have to recommend?
I'm going to recommend something very old school that I think Harper has been enjoying. Since everybody is online all the time, since there's like nothing else to do and no one else to see, we have been indulging in our fair share of television. But I feel a little bit guilty just sitting there watching television and doing nothing else. So sometimes I knit or whatever. And I wanted Harper to have something to do. So we got a paint by numbers kit. It's a holiday themed one, but you can get them for anything. And so now we have a card table set up downstairs in front of the TV. And whenever we're vegging out to the Mindy Project or Schitt's Creek or whatever, she spreads it out and does her paint. And it makes us feel a little bit less guilty about watching so much TV.
That's what that's for.
Yeah. I cannot stress enough how intricate this paint by numbers is. Like when I heard paint by numbers, I thought it would be like there's six colors of paint and you paint in big blocks, but there's
24 different colors.
24 different colors, and she's painting the tiniest little bits of like a 20 by 15 huge sheet of paper. It's unbelievably complicated, and it will take her forever, and she seems to be having a great time.
Yeah, I'm only like maybe a little bit more than a fourth of the way through.
Naima, can you tell us one of your favorite things that you recommend for someone your age?
A show called Speechless.
Mm-hmm.
Can I find the show? Is it on your computer?
It's on Hulu.
What's it about? Okay.
About a family with a son who has
cerebral palsy.
Mm-hmm. And he has an aide that tells people what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
And he responds to him, and his mom is crazy. And the dad is funny, and the little sister is violent, and the little brother, he likes a girl.
Sign me up for this show. I will absolutely watch it. It sounds amazing. Thank you for that great recommendation.
We just discovered it, but it aired on ABC apparently from 2016 to 2019, and Minnie Driver stars as the mom. It's a very sweet show. I can't believe that I never heard of it at all, but we're in love with it.
Henry, what do you have to recommend to us?
It's a purple, and his name is Milo, and it's a calming down toy. If you open his butt and turn him onto one of the hearts, he'll get mad, and then you have to stroke his back to calm him down, and it's a good thing for anger. And he's really soft and adorable. He's a bird turtle bunny.
That is such a good recommendation, a bird turtle bunny that you can stroke for anger. I love it. That seems very useful, and I could use something like that.
Lyra, what are you recommending?
Well, I came up with it just now.
Great.
So if you're the type of person that has friends, I'm just putting that out there. If you don't have friends, you might be sad. There is a really, especially given these times right now when it's difficult to do things with friends, there's a really great game online called Broken Picture Phone, which can only host up to 7 people, but it's sort of like telephone and it's sort of like Pictionary. Someone types down a prompt or whatever, then someone has to draw it, and then the person after that has to describe what they've gotten from the drawing, and then it all goes on. And then at the end, you can see the results of the game, and it's very ridiculous and often very funny how things get miscommunicated. I played it a bunch of times with different friends, and it's an extremely fun game.
It's like Telestrations?
Yeah. Actually, it's just like Telestrations, except online, which is helpful because everything is online now.
All right. That's a great recommendation. Jeff, what do you have to recommend for our listeners?
I'm recommending the Quadrilla Marble Run. Parents can build really complex marble runs while the kids are playing on it, and it's made out of wood, so I'm never worried when the kids knock it over. It's a real blast for the whole family.
So it's a toy that you can play with as well as the kids, and they can look at their little things, and then they'll be like, oh, right, Dad's an engineer.
Yeah,
it's a real selfish gift. It's a gift I bought myself that the kids also enjoy.
Sounds like you're great at giving yourself gifts.
Yeah, and inevitably Oliver knocks it over, and so you've got to have some patience as a parent. Otherwise, you'll swear at your kids real fast.
I hope someone gives me some patience with my children for Christmas. Harper, what are you recommending today for our listeners?
So, I've chosen two things to recommend.
Ooh,
which, Hello Curls Curl Defining Spray by the brand Naughty, and I use it whenever I get out of the shower, and then I scrunch it in my hair, and it makes my hair all curly because I have wavy hair and makes my hair more curly.
And what's your other recommendation?
My other recommendation is something I also use every day, which is an Erin Condren academic planner.
You use that to keep track of your assignments and your day.
Yeah, all my schoolwork.
Harper, mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of Erin Condren planners as well.
They're very cute.
You two are sort of peas in a pod in your organization. Yes, I think that that's true.
Yes.
Teddy, will you recommend something to our listeners, please?
This?
Right here.
Okay. I really want this thing.
And what is it?
Okay. I'll tell you all the stuff.
Okay.
Marshmallow, cookie, chocolate chips, candy canes. I don't know those.
Cocoa.
Two. Cocoa.
And sugar.
And sugar.
It sounds like maybe it's a recipe card. Is it a recipe card?
Uh-huh.
What does the recipe make?
It makes hot chocolate.
Oh, delicious. So that, in a way, that's your recommendation and your favorite holiday tradition.
Yeah. And this is, these are the tags we get to put on.
To give them to other people.
Uh-huh.
That is so cool.
Great job. Yet another effortlessly perfect new camp holiday tradition. Elizabeth, where do you find something like this?
This is from the Radish cooking box for kids, and it just comes with these recipe cards and a tool.
All right, great recommendation. Thank you, Teddy. Hey, that's our show. What a delightful, chaotic experience it was. Probably one of our best ever. I think we probably ought to do this every week. What do you think, Rosie?
Oh, man. Oh, have fun finding a new producer.
I'm out. No, but in all seriousness, this was delightful.
Yeah. All right. If you need advice, email us at momanddad@slate.com or post it to the Slate Parenting Facebook group. Just search for Slate Parenting at Facebook. Also, if you haven't already subscribed, please subscribe on your favorite podcast app. It really helps us out, and it helps you out too because it makes sure that you won't miss an episode. Mom and Dad Are Fighting is produced, and never has it been more produced than this week, by Rosemary Belson. For Jamila, Naima, Elizabeth, Jeff, Henry, Oliver, Teddy, Alia, Lyra, and Harper, I'm Dan Coyce. Thanks for listening, and happy holidays.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.